This podcast is also sponsored by the Rookup Podcast. This podcast is geared towards military, law enforcement, security professionals, and outdoor enthusiasts all around the world. They talk with fantastic people in some of the most dangerous jobs out there and find out what makes them all tick. Rookup Podcast also helps support vets through DV Radio and child rescue initiatives to help children around the world escape slavery. Their goal is to educate the masses on safety and protection. Join Rookup Podcast at rookupmedia.com or Rookup Podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. The first thing they did was take the body and set it on a table, usually before the skin started rotting. Then they were heavily washed in order to look new. Afterwards, they were put in their best robes, then placed on the highest bed in the family home. Next, the dead's friends and family came to mourn their loss until it was time to take them to the cemetery. Their body was then driven through the streets via horseback in order to get there, where they could finally rest in peace. The last step in this process was to guarantee their way into the underworld. Coins were placed in their mouth, which were payment to the ferryman Charon. This would allow the person passage on his ferry in order to cross the River Styx and get into the underworld. Failure to pay would prevent the person from moving on into the afterlife and force them to haunt the land of the living for over 100 years. This is the story of the Old Stone Church. Welcome to Origin Mysteries. Throughout history, our traditions with dealing with the dead have changed quite a bit. Before the mid-1800s, funerals were vastly different. Used to, even dating back to ancient Greece, the families would care for their own dead. By the early 1800s, once photography was invented, it was actually normal to take pictures with the dead. During this time, people were still dying in their homes, so photographers would make house calls in order to photograph the dead one last time. During this period, it was quite expensive to have your picture taken, so it was rarely done up until death. The families would all get together in one room, sometimes even posing the dead family member, and take one last picture. Even then, it was normal for families to care for their dead. The process, however, was more up to date than those of ancient Greece. The women of the household would prep the body by cleaning it and finding the proper clothing for burial. They would then place the body in a casket, which was either made at home or bought locally, and put in their front room for display. This room was usually the one that stayed the cleanest and had the homeowner's most expensive things. It was very common for most homes in the 19th century to actually have doors that were only for transporting the casket out of the house, also known as death doors. This was due to the fact that back then, it was considered bad luck to carry a casket outside your regular doors. After the ceremony, the body was then buried in the family cemetery, which was usually not far from the home. Things finally started to change during the Civil War. Soldiers were dying left and right, and their families wanted their bodies sent home. This was when embalming the dead was first discovered. They realized that they would preserve the body better using this method, and were able to send the dead soldiers back home in one piece. By this time, the families started to move their loved ones to public cemeteries, and funeral homes started to become more popular. Eventually, it became the standard to send the dead to these homes in order for them to care for the body until it was buried in the funeral home cemetery. Oh, and that front room eventually was known as a more familiar name, the living room. Now, we pretty much do the same things as they did in the early 1900s, other than taking photos with the dead, which eventually became less popular due to the fact that photography got much cheaper, so more people had pictures taken while they were alive, making it less necessary for one when they were dead. But that's not to say some traditions have completely gone away. Even in the small town of Clemson, South Carolina, every year people come to visit a grave with a dark past, tossing coins in for luck, and to provide the lost soul of Eliza Huger passage across the River Styx. The old stone church, which is just about 2 minutes away from the Clemson University campus, was built in 1802 and is now a nationally registered historic place. Originally a log meeting house, it was burnt down and the old stone church was built as its replacement. Sitting on the same piece of land was a graveyard, which was there even before the church and the log house were built. A few famous locals are buried here, including Revolutionary War General Andrew Pickens, who is the namesake of one of the local counties in South Carolina. The most visited gravesite, however, isn't of the old war veteran. It's actually one that is surrounded in a dark mystery, in which little is actually known about. The only fact that we actually know is the person's name, Eliza Huger. Other than that, little is factually known about her, but some of the local stories, which may be untrue, are very interesting. According to some, she was a beautiful young girl in her early 20s that came from a wealthy family who lived in Charleston, South Carolina. Sick of her family and their views, she ran away from their home in order to start a new life in New Orleans. This, however, didn't sit well with her family, and her two brothers were sent to bring her back home. Unfortunately for Eliza, they found her in her new place of work, which was a brothel. She was with a customer when her two brothers attacked her. Upset and confused of why she would take up such a profession, they ended up killing her on the spot. When the brothers returned home with their sister's body, rumors quickly spread of why Eliza left and what she was doing in New Orleans. Because of this, all the local churches wouldn't allow Eliza to be buried there in fear of her evil ways. Eventually, the brothers found their sister's final resting place in Clemson, South Carolina, beside the old stone church. There was one catch, however. The members of the church feared that Eliza was evil, so they had one requirement. A small stone wall had to be built around her grave in order to keep her sinful spirit inside. Over the years, mysterious things started happening to the wall and the grave itself. Countless repairs have had to be made because the wall has collapsed many times. These repairs, however, have never lasted long, and even to this day, they still have to be fixed. Lightning is said to have struck the grave many times, erasing all that is said on the tombstone except two words: Brothers Sorrow. Some even believe Eliza haunts the graveyard at night, stalking those that dare to visit her. Others think that she was a witch, and if you steal one of her coins, she will haunt you forever. This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm really interested in what you think about this episode, so please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. Also, reach out to me via Instagram at Origin Mysteries. If you enjoyed this episode and are still wanting more, join our Patreon by going to patreon.com/OriginMysteries. There you'll get instant access to bonus content, including more episodes only available on Patreon. If you want to check out our shop, go to teespring.com/stores/OriginMysteries. You can pick you up a shirt or a mug. They're pretty awesome. Lastly, thanks again for subscribing and listening. And also a special thank you to our sponsors. We'll see you next time.